where Milford comes for news and talk.
The Lisa Wexler Show.
Now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us again, and I'm so delighted to have her back on the show, is Deborah Eklis, who is an accomplished businesswoman, who is a grandmother raising her own grandson, and who is a very vital and vibrant member of our community. And I think, Deborah, am I right? You live in Shelton, or did I get that wrong?
I do. You do. Thank you for having me again, Lisa. I'm really honored.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you on. So tell us, Deborah, what would you like everybody to know about this year's pageant that is coming up this spring, the Senior Women's Pageant? Talk to us.
Well, I, as you know, am the current Ms. Connecticut Senior America for 2022. I have taken over the majority of the planning for the next pageant. So we are currently seeking the next Ms. Connecticut Senior America contestants. We're out seeking contestants. The criteria of this pageant is that contestants must be at least 60 years of age, citizens of the United States, and residents of Connecticut. The woman who is going to be crowned will then participate in the Ms. Senior America pageant with the rest of the nation, and that will take place this year in Hershey, Pennsylvania, in September of 22.
Oh, that's a terrible temptation, Deborah. How can you do it in Hershey, Pennsylvania, when you know you're trying to diet throughout all these pageants?
Well, that's our new Senior America president, Denise Russo, is always on Facebook tempting us with all the chocolate and the things that we'll be doing as we enjoy the week down there.
Maybe the prize will be an enormous Hershey bar that somebody can just eat without any guilt whatsoever once they've won or lost, either way.
I think that's what people do. You know, you diet till you can't anymore, and then you just let it go. But anyway, the history of the pageant started back in 1971, so it's been in existence for a long time. It's the foremost, most national pageant of its kind in America, giving honor to senior women. It was started by a Dr. L. Mott, who was a 20th century Fox recording artist, and he graduated from Divinity School. And upon his work in a crisis hotline, he realized that many senior women were calling in with problems that were rooted in, you know, like self-worth problems and loss of family after they had raised them. And he wanted to find an opportunity for women as role models to present their stories and their adversity and achieve and bring back some hope to them. So he started the very first pageant in New Jersey in 1972. And it's grown, it went national, and here we are today with the entire America participating.
So in terms of actually pragmatically, let me understand about the pageant. Are there any beauty requirements? In other words, any height requirements, any weight requirements, anything like that? Are there any physical requirements?
The contest is actually to dispel all those myths of aging.
Okay.
The purpose is to display a woman's achievements, her philosophy, her inner beauty, some talent and elegance. We seek to draw attention to like motivation, being motivative, encourage and applaud the accomplishments of aging women, and to, again, dispel those myths, because my grandmother, who was, bless her soul, born in 1898, seemed to age much quicker than women of today's age.
Yeah, no, that is true. I mean, when you look at the way people looked a long time ago, the women and the men, I mean, I always think about Archie Bunker on All in the Family. Do you know that he was supposedly 49 years old?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He did look in his 60s, I would
say.
Right?
Didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So there are four judging procedures. There will be an interview, and the interview will be done by a panel of judges. And it's an opportunity for the woman to just demonstrate her personality and conversational skills, and the judges will ask her questions off her resume. Then on stage, there will be the typical evening gown competition that you see in all the pageants. We're not looking for a woman to be any particular size, height, no height requirement. We're really looking for her to make her clothes her own style, whatever looks right on her, and for the contestants to express some poise and grace and illustrate, you know, an age of elegance. There'll also be a 35-second opportunity to express your philosophy of life, and the philosophy of life with the audience and the judges, and they can also bring some insight into their inner beauty and what they stand for in life. And then, of course, there is a talent portion, and some people get caught up in the talent because they say, oh, I have no talent. But this also diminishes, you know, the age myth, because we want to continue being able to share all your talents with others. So when they display their talent, it could be anything. Could be music, dance, comedy, drama, poetry, sewing, or any other special skill that that woman feels that she has and would like to demonstrate in front of an audience.
You know what? I was thinking, Deborah, I wonder if it's, this is very sexist, but what about cooking? What about baking? Is
Absolutely.
That a talent?
Cooking, yeah. Baking, however they can skillfully and creatively present something like that on stage. I know the first Miss America, this is going way back into the 50s, I think one of their skills had to be sewing and cooking.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Well, they're long-lost arts, let's face it. I wish I could sew better. I wish I could cook better. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's true.
Well, we all have our special talents, right?
Well, so anyway, your talent is that you do your own hair and makeup. I mean, that's extraordinary to me.
Well, yes, I I guess I do, but I wouldn't do that on stage, of course. But we've retained a beautiful venue for the pageant.
Yes.
Mr. Robert Cinto of Shelton has offered his auditorium to our contestants for
Lovely.
2 days. May 14th and 15th will be the weekend of the pageant. May 14th will be a practice and a rehearsal, and we hope to have a luncheon. May 15th will be the actual judging with the judges and the actual on-stage pageant, probably around 3 p.m., and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. The weekend, we hope to make it very special for every contestant. The winner that will be chosen, as I say, will go on to represent our state at the national pageant. But we don't forget everyone who's entered the pageant. They have an opportunity to be a part of our Ms. Connecticut Senior America Club right here in Connecticut. It's a group of beautiful women, and if it weren't for the pandemic, we'd be out at least once or twice a month entertaining at nursing homes, assisted living, VA hospitals, senior centers, anywhere that we can help seniors have some entertainment and spread the positive influence that we would have. The Senior America representatives can also have a platform. You can do as much or as little as you like throughout the year. There's really no one looking over you. It's really your platform and your year to do what you would like to do.
So, Deborah, quickly, can you tell us how people could find out more if they're intrigued and they would like to apply and see if they want to become a contestant?
Absolutely. If you want more information, I can give you two or three different sources. If you want to learn more about the Senior America pageant, it's senioramerica.org. Very simple, senioramerica.org. You can email me at Deborah, which is D-E-B-R-A dot Eccles, E-C-C-L-E-S 912 at Gmail. Or you can call 203-712-7599. And myself and the state administrator, who is Jan Marie Weston, would love to have an opportunity to speak to anyone. We are here to help you. We are not going to, take an application. The fee is $150, only $150 entry fee for this wonderful opportunity. And we are going to have an after party after the show. We are going to help you with every step of the way. We will have a Zoom meeting, a meet and greet, and a contestant prep workshop. So we are here to help you with everything. If you're not sure how to walk on stage, we will teach you how to walk. If you're not sure what style clothing to wear or what to do for your talent, we will help you put it together. So we are here all the way.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Deborah Eccles. Thank you so much for coming on. SeniorAmerica.org will lead you to the right place. Good luck with the pageant, and thanks for coming back on the show, Deborah. Very much appreciate it. You take
care. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned.